Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Despite failing at the polls, a board bill granting more power over the budget to the St. Louis City Board of Aldermen is set to be revived.
The bill's sponsor, Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, tells KMOX while he respects the will of the voters, he believes the bill itself wasn't entirely clear.
As I was out talking to residents, I think there was a lot of confusion that the board did. I mean, residents didn't even know that we had the input over the budget, let alone have the ability to make decisions within the budget.
St. Louis City Mayor Tashara Jones says recent criminality of former alders stuck out in voters' minds when rejecting this measure.
We just had four alders plead guilty to federal bribery and corruption charges, and I think that may have overshadowed how voters think about that particular ballot initiative.
The bill failed 52-48%. It was the only change to the city's charter that was not approved by voters last week. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A pedestrian struck and killed in Jefferson County. This happened next to the O'Keen Auto Repair Shop about 5:30 last night. The Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old man from Arnold was crossing Gravoy, the part of the outer road that runs parallel with Route 30, when he was hit by a truck driven by a 76-year-old Burns Mill man. Troopers made no arrests in the case.
A Missouri Army private who died during World War II is finally at rest in his home state.
The ceremony at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery for Private William A. Smith Friday comes 80 years after he was killed. He died in the D-Day assault on Omaha Beach in Normandy. A cousin from Indiana, Janet Conkle, attended the full honors burial.
I did not really know that my father had a cousin who died in World War II, or let alone that the remains were never recovered. It's been an honor, and it's been great to learn about him and my family history.
Conkle tells Fox 2 that Smith was 21 when he enlisted, and he was killed the next year. He was born in the tiny town of Syracuse, Missouri, in Morgan County. His family has been presented with his Purple Heart Medal, which is awarded for bravery. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
O'Fallon, Missouri, among the towns holding a ceremony on Veterans Day 2024. It starts at 11 this morning at the Veterans Memorial Walk. Guest speaker will be retired U.S. Army Major Ryan Hester, who is a recipient of the Purple Heart.
Construction should begin next fall for a World War II memorial in Grafton, Illinois. Grafton Mayor Mike Morrow, a veteran himself, got the idea for the National Memorial of Military Ascent, returning from a trip to Normandy to see where the D-Day invasion took place.
Our cliffs right there are the same height almost to the T that they were on Omaha Beach, and we're going to have 12 life-size bronze statues climbing those cliffs.
The project will cost about $6 million, completely funded by private donations.
Low math scores have Illinois educational leaders going back to the drawing board.
This year's school report card the Illinois State Board of Education released shows record high proficiency rates in English and language arts, but math scores continue to slip.
I would caution to say that our kids don't have math skills.
State Superintendent of Education Dr. Tony Sanders says the board is developing plans for a comprehensive statewide strategy for boosting math skills.
Pulling together experts from across the state and the nation to look at what are best practices currently in terms of math instruction, pulling in curriculum experts, pulling in experts in English language learning.
Dr. Sanders says there are too many standards within a student's one-year span of time for a teacher to hit everything they need to know in math.
In those math standards, which are the power standards? Which are the ones that we need to ensure students must master by a particular grade level in order to progress to the next grade level?
He says the state board is looking at ways to fund this plan without it being in the budget.
So we're also having conversations with individuals from the philanthropic community to see if they would help support this initiative as well and help convene people from across the state.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
KMOX political analysts Hancock and Kelly are still sorting through the aftermath of election 2024.
Republican John Hancock says the shift that occurred during this election cannot be underestimated. Working class people, for decades aligned with the Democratic Party, voted for Trump.
Something really, really significant has happened in this country. We're going to have to see where it turns and twists from here. But this was a massively important election.
Democrat Michael Kelly says his party needs to lick its wounds, regroup, and support a peaceful transition of power.
You know, this president won. He won big. He's going to have the Senate. He's going to have the House. And the Democrats need to be the loyal opposition, but they also need to accept what the voters have said to them.
The voters chose Trump in all seven battleground states. Scott Jagal, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the St. Louis Fitness Factory in downtown West has closed. It opened in the first floor of the Jefferson Arms parking garage in 2016. The Jefferson Arms is currently undergoing a major renovation that will create apartments, retail, and a hotel. The Fitness Factory was owned by the McGowan brothers, who helped turn Washington Avenue into the loft and entertainment district it is today, but have since sold off most of their residential properties downtown. As for the gym, the McGowan brothers development tells the Business Journal the Jefferson Arms developers have other plans for the space, and membership had declined recently.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.